Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny morning across Israel. Temperatures are warm in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from JNS, just in, a second French UNIFIL soldier has died following a Hezbollah attack. French Armed Forces Minister Catherine Vautrin confirms the incident involved an ambush by the Iranian proxy. Also, from the Times of Israel earlier today, despite recent airstrikes, Iran's ballistic missiles remain a potent threat. The IDF reports Tehran has hundreds of launchers and 1,000 missiles, many still operational underground. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that an IDF reservist was found dead at a base in the south. A military police investigation is underway, with findings to be reviewed by military authorities. Separately, Ynet warns that the Lebanon ceasefire could collapse at any moment. Israeli officials cite Hezbollah drone attacks and mounting U.S. pressure as complicating factors. And finally, from the Jerusalem Post, earlier today, Iran and Hezbollah ceasefires need more than declarations to ensure calm. The strategy involves a mix of ceasefires and economic pressure on Iran, with Israel facing increasing threats from Hezbollah on the northern border. Here's what people are saying online. Khaled Zakaria, a notable commentator, posted earlier today calling attention to Mehdi Hassan's frequent discussions about Israel. Zakaria highlights Hassan's background as a London-born Shia Muslim. From the Times of Israel, they shared earlier today that the body of a journalist for a pro-Hezbollah daily was recovered from the rubble of a home struck by the IDF. H. A. Hussein, a political analyst, shared thoughts on Lebanon's deep state earlier today. He mentions a new offer from Hezbollah's allies, promising a permanent ceasefire in exchange for land returns from Israel. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the latest from JNS. The death of the second UNIFIL soldier reflects rising tensions along the Lebanon-Israel border. France's defense minister holds Hezbollah accountable, emphasizing the need for international intervention. This incident adds pressure on peacekeeping efforts in the region. Turning to the Times of Israel's report, Iran's missile capabilities remain a significant concern for Israel. Despite recent airstrikes, many launchers are safeguarded underground, posing continued threats. Analysts stress the need for ongoing vigilance and strategic responses to counter this threat. Meanwhile, the investigation into the IDF reservist's death, reported by Israel Hayom, is raising questions within the military. The incident underscores the challenges of maintaining morale and safety on bases. This could impact future protocols and support systems for troops. Also, the situation in Lebanon remains fragile. Ynet's report highlights the precarious nature of the ceasefire, with Hezbollah's actions potentially undermining stability. Diplomatic efforts may intensify as the international community seeks to prevent further escalation. And finally, the Jerusalem Post's analysis suggests that effective enforcement of ceasefires and economic measures on Iran is crucial. The dynamic between declarations and action could shape the region's future peace prospects. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Anthropic's technological advancements are reshaping the Israeli cyber landscape. While the market remains robust, experts debate whether cyber investments still hold the same allure. Separately, Walla Business discusses the job market's recovery 6 months post-war. Companies are hiring, yet there's a noticeable gap in worker availability as the economy strives to regain pre-war momentum. And finally, Globes reports that Taboola is laying off 5% of its workforce. The Israeli advertising giant is reducing staff across Israel, New York, and South America, reflecting broader industry challenges. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.